Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
You're welcome back to Drive Time. Una Kelly with you here up until 6 o'clock. Now, from tomorrow, all employees not already in an occupational pension scheme who are aged between 23 and 60 and earning over €20,000 across all their employments will be automatically enrolled in the new auto-enrolment pension scheme. Businesses have been able to register their details since the start of December, ahead of the rollout tomorrow, and with advice on what employers and employees should be doing to get ready, I'm joined on the line by Paul Kenny, the programme leader at the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, Una.
Paul, this has been described as the biggest shake-up in decades to pensions in this country. So can you just outline what the main changes are?
Okay, well, the first thing is that it's long overdue. It's been due for decades. And I recall talking about the fact that we hadn't got it a very long time ago, too long ago for me to remember, in fact. But what's happening is that there's an estimate of between 750,000 and 800,000 workers who don't have a pension apart from perhaps the expectation of the state pension contributory when they come to retirement. And of course, all of those workers are in the private sector because the public sector is pretty well catered for pension-wise. A lot of the workers are in lower paid employment. And over the years, there have been various surveys that show that some sectors suffer more than others, you know, catering, hospitality, agriculture, those sort of occupations generally don't tend to be in occupational pension schemes paid for or subsidised by the employer.
And can we expect many glitches now in the system as it's getting up and running?
Oh, I think so. I mean, the minister has been interviewed on a number of occasions recently, and he was talking to Brian O'Donovan yesterday and basically said, look, we expect some teething problems. And, you know, he'd be very foolish if he didn't expect teething problems because it's a massive undertaking. But I think that there's been an awful lot of work put into the start of this programme. And if they have been successful, and I believe they have been largely successful in getting employers to register on time, then they will have captured the vast bulk of the workers who are affected by not having a pension. I haven't been able to keep up with the changing numbers, but the last thing I heard was something like 683,000 employees registered. Now, we don't know exactly how many of those people there are out there because there's never been a proper count, but the estimate has been between 750 and 800,000.
Okay. And if anyone hasn't acted already, what would you advise them to do?
Well, first of all, I suppose the employees need to know whether they have been registered or not. And if an employee hasn't been registered or knows they haven't been registered, then they need to talk to their employer forthwith. And the employer could be in trouble for not registering on time because there's been numbers bandied about. And one I read about this morning, which kind of slightly shocked me, was the possibility of fines between 5,000 and 50,000 euro, would you believe? For not complying with the law. Now, 50,000 sounds like a lot of money, but even 5,000 for a small business would be a hefty fine for non-compliance with the law as it stands.
So, Paul, at the moment, it's very much the case that the onus is on the employers to do this.
Very much so, yes. And they've made it very easy. Their websites provided by NERSA, the agency that oversees the thing, and also by the department. And you know, if you go on to welfare.gov.ie, you'll very easily find auto-enrolment. And the idea is that it's been made easy for an employer to sign in, to log on, fill in the details of the employment, and it's required that they give the contact details for a named individual in that employment so the department can get straight through to someone if there's any issue to be addressed.
And we've a text in here, Paul, from a listener just asking, where are pension deductions being invested? Would they be exposed to the stock markets and to any fluctuations? That's from Cian in Leitrim there.
That's a very good question. Well, the first thing is that every pension scheme, regardless of whether it's an auto-enrollment arrangement or an occupational pension scheme already in existence, has to have, if it's a defined contribution scheme, that's the kind of scheme this is, they have to have what they call a default investment option. That's available and will automatically apply to anybody who doesn't choose one of the available options that are out there. Now, the default investment option is what we call, I think, lifestyle. And what that means is that if you're young and you've got a lot of time to go before your benefits are going to mature, then they will initially put you into the type of investment that is exposed to what they call real assets, which would be stock market shares and so on, bonds, and then also things like property investments. Then as time goes on and the person gets older and there's less time to go to maturity, they will gradually change the disposition of the investments so that they're in less volatile and less risky assets. The word risk sounds awful, but in fact, without risk, there is no reward. So the idea of putting the younger people into the more risky assets is that it is the engine that will give them the best possibility of real growth in the value of their investments. Mm-hmm. Then as time goes on and they get really close to retirement, the idea is that they would put them into very stable investments like cash deposits and bonds and so on, so that there's less possibility of real fluctuations in the value of their funds as they come up to the age of retirement. Now, every person who is in an auto-enrollment scheme will be put into that default system unless they choose otherwise. And there will be different investment opportunities made available to people. So there will be low risk, medium risk and high risk investments. And individuals can choose themselves whether to go into one of those rather than the default option. And over the years, a person will be able to change the disposition of their own investments online. They will be able to make those changes, so they will be able to control them. So if a person feels that they know enough about investment, or if they're getting proper sound advice from the financial services people that they have available to them, and they will be able to redirect the investment of their benefits.
Okay, I'm sure we'll be hearing an awful lot more about the pension auto-enrollment scheme as it kicks off tomorrow. Paul Kenny, thanks very much for joining us this evening.